హలో, నమస్తే, సలాం వాలేకుమ్, శాస్త్రీయ కాల్, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు అనదర్ సెషన్ విత్ యువర్ వాషఫ్ ఎట్ వారెవా డాట్ కామ్. యూనో, ఐ వాంట్ టు బ్రింగ్ సమ్ ఎక్సైట్మెంట్ టు ద టేబుల్ అండ్ టుడే ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు షో యూ ఎ డిష్ విచ్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఎ సిస్టర్ కన్సర్న్ ఆఫ్ ముర్తబక్త్, వాట్ వీ కాల్ యాజ్ బైదా రోటి. అండ్ ఐమ్ టెలింగ్ యూ, ఇట్ ఈస్ గాట్ సో మచ్ ఫన్. దెర్ ఇస్ ఎగ్ ఇన్ ఇట్, దెర్ ఇస్ కీమా ఇన్ ఇట్, దెర్ ఇస్ ఇన్ దిస్, అండ్ ఐమ్ టెలింగ్ యూ దట్స్ వాట్ మేక్స్ దిస్ పర్ఫెక్ట్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ మేక్స్ పర్ఫెక్ట్? That's what we're going to add in this. So first we're going to learn how to make the dough for this. You're going to slab this dough to make it really nice, stretchy. So first we're going to take around 1 cup of all-purpose flour. In this we're going to add a pinch of salt. Let's make sure that we just mix this salt, then add 1/2 egg, and also add some water and make this into a soft dough. And because we added egg in this and we made this dough soft, and so this is going to stretch like paper thin. After you added the water, then you can add some oil onto this and then just knead the dough till the gluten sets in and this stretches really nice and good. Then we're going to rest this dough for at least 20 minutes, and then we're going to see how we can make this baida roti. Now the dough is perfect. I'm going to put a lid on and we're going to let it rest. Now, I'm going to show you the stuffing. So, first let's switch on the stove here. Now take a pan, add some oil in a pan, and now you're going to cook the keema the same way you cook for the samosa. You want it a little bit dry, you don't want it too moist either, because we're going to spread this onto the our baida roti. In this, we're going to add some onion. Let me add all the onion in here. Then, add some salt. Wow. In this, we're going to add some ginger garlic paste. Make sure that the ginger garlic paste raw flavor is all gone. Then add green chili. Now add chili powder. I'm adding the chili powder on the onions, because if the chili powder gets slightly burnt here with the smoke, will make me cough like crazy. Some coriander powder and a little bit of garam masala. Okay, now add the minced meat. You can use any mince. You want to use chicken, you want to use beef, you want to use lamb, anything. But today I'm using the lamb mince, and just mix with this onion. Do not add any water or anything, because I want this slightly dry. And because this is a minced meat, it's not going to take long time to cook. It's going to take around 7 to 10 minutes, and on high flame even less. So just keep mixing till the mincemeat is nicely cooked and dry. Okay, now this is all good. If you want to add, we can add some chopped coriander on this, because anyway we're going to add some chopped coriander when you make this baida roti. So now this is all done. We're going to switch off the flame and let's start making our baida roti. Now the dough is rested for a while now. So first for this, making this paratha, we're just going to add some oil, and that's how we're going to spread this. If you want to do the way the chefs do, you can do the way I'm doing. Otherwise, you can take a rolling pin and roll it thin. What we do is, we just spread this, the dough thin. After that, we do something you can do couple of methods. One is, you can do it the way we make the rumali roti, or else, other thing is how the Indian women usually wash the clothes. So take this dough and swing it, and see, swing it, then this becomes nice and thin. Okay, very simple. After this becomes thin, look at this, it is stretching nice. Okay, you can, the dough is so thin that you can always stretch it. Just make sure the bottom part is slightly thicker. Then we're going to take this mincemeat and we're going to spread it. Okay, the more you want, the more keema you can eat. If you are, I would prefer like 1/2 kg of meat in here. And on this, now is the trick. What we do is put in some spring onion, chopped coriander. If you want some tomatoes, some mint. Already there's a lot of chili, the masala inside the keema. So I'm just going to take an egg and just beat on top of this. Okay, if you want, You can also sprinkle a little bit of salt on this, and then all we need to do is just fold it. Okay, make sure that the edges are not too thick and it's raw. After that, you're going to transfer this onto hot tawa. So the tawa is hot here. On the tawa, add a little bit of oil. Just transfer your paratha onto the plate, and you can add some more oil if you want. Bas. Now once you cook it on one side, just turn it to the other side. Wow. And you know, this is, even in the dough there is egg. So even if slightly the dough is thicker at 10 points, don't worry, it's going to taste even more better. Wow. And now the egg, what we put in the last, it will also freeze in, cook, and it will become a nice thin layer of omelette. And imagine the mincemeat, the omelette. You know, when you eat out, they're going to use very little mincemeat, but when you make at home, see how loaded this is. Now you're going to cook it on a medium flame till this nice, the dough on the sides, everything is nicely cooked. Then turn it to the other side and look at this. Our baida roti is all ready, and all you do is you cut it the shape you want. I'm going to cut into 4 pieces. I'm telling you, you will not believe what you're going to see now. This is loaded with goodness. What it is loaded with? Loaded with awesome goodness. Look at this. Wow. Can you see this? The egg, the mincemeat, and all the goodness. I'm telling you, this is awesome. Full of goodness. You know, the inside, the mincemeat is spicy, juicy, and the outside, the crust is slightly crunchy when it is hot. This is the reason why people, when they make this baida roti on the streets, people go crazy for it. Fantastic. Dear friends, I hope you enjoyed today's session of learning how to make this awesome baida roti. But do not forget, Wareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at wareva.com so others can benefit from your great cooking.